their time, this radio is perfect. Picture it. They're scrambling to triangulate your location, but your signal's frequency is bouncing around so unpredictably that they're left scratching their heads. They won't find you, not because you've got some clandestine broadcasting set up, but because the stretchy radio is just that unreliable. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack while the needle keeps disappearing into another dimension. Now, I'm not one to discourage innovation. I've spent my life championing the unusual, the groundbreaking, and the downright strange. But this stretchy radio, it's not groundbreaking. It's ground losing. Even if you ground it properly, I can't, in good conscience, endorse it unless your primary goal is to annoy your neighbors, confuse extraterrestrials, and give federal agencies a headache. If that's your thing, well, you've hit the jackpot. Embrace the chaos. You've been listening to Art Bell Speaks Radio. And if there's one takeaway from today's broadcast, it's this. Not all technology deserves your trust or your hard-earned money. Some of it, like the stretchy radio, is best left as a cautionary tale for others. Good day, my friends, and may you be stable, even if your transmitter isn't. Yes, I have a stretchy radio. Folks, let me tell you, this thing is a riddle wrapped in an enigma and then poorly soldered together. What is it with these stretchy radios? Is it AM or is it FM? Honestly, I can't even tell because at the time, it's dancing between both, like a rogue ghost of the airwaves. And this waterfall pattern it produces is just plain weird. And trust me when I say that, because I know weird. Weird is my bread and butter. I've seen it all, or at least I thought I had, until this stretchy radio came along. Let's dive into the engineering, or perhaps the engineering behind this thing. Where I am, this stretchy man, the brain, or lack thereof, behind this device, get a degree. Prestigious University of Poorly Controlled Crystal Oscillators, where the motto must be something like, good enough is good enough, because this contraption is anything but precise. The stretchy radio refuses, on principle, to stay on frequency. Now, I know my audience. You're a resourceful, curious bunch. You're probably thinking, Art, surely there's a way to make this work. Well, let me tell you, if you're bold on the this is your golden ticket. Hand over the dough, set it up, and let the chaos begin. Want to broadcast music? Be my guest. Just don't impress anyone, because this stretchy radio will mangle it into something so incomprehensible, they'll probably write you off as a pirate lid. And let's not forget about our friends at the FCC. If you're looking for a way to waste their time, this radio is perfect. Picture it. They're scrambling to triangulate your location, but your signal's frequency is bouncing around so unpredictably that they're left scratching their heads. They won't find you, not because you've got some clandestine broadcasting set up, but because the stretchy radio is just that unreliable. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack while the needle keeps disappearing into another dimension. Now, I'm not one to discourage innovation. I've spent my life championing the unusual, the groundbreaking, and the downright strange. But this stretchy radio, it's not groundbreaking. It's ground losing. Even if you ground it properly, I can't, in good conscience, endorse it unless your primary goal is to annoy your neighbors, confuse extraterrestrials, and give federal agencies a headache. If that's your thing, well, you've hit the jackpot. Embrace the chaos. You've been listening to Art Bell Speaks Radio. And if there's one takeaway from today's broadcast, it's this. Not all technology deserves your trust or your hard-earned money. Some of it, like the stretchy radio, is best left as a cautionary tale for others. Good day, my friends, and may you be stable, even if your transmitter isn't. Yes, I have a stretchy radio. Folks, let me tell you, this thing is a riddle wrapped in an enigma and then poorly soldered together. What is it with these stretchy radios? Is it AM or is it FM? Honestly, I can't even tell, because half the time, it's dancing between both, like some rogue ghost of the airwave. And this waterfall pattern it produces is just plain weird. And trust me when I say that, because I know weird. Weird is my bread and butter. I've seen it all, or at least I thought I had, until this stretchy radio came along. Let's dive into the engineering, or perhaps the mis-engineering, behind this thing. Where, I ask you, did stretchy man, the brain, or lack thereof, behind this device, get a degree? The prestigious University of Poorly Controlled Crystal Oscillators, where the motto must be something like, good enough is good enough, because this contraption is anything but precise. The stretchy radio refuses, on principle, to stay on frequency. Now, I know my audience. You're a resourceful, curious bunch. You're probably thinking, Art, surely there's a way to make this work. Well, let me tell you, if your goal is to irritate randos on the HFU, this is your golden ticket. Hand over the dough, set it up, and let the chaos begin. Want to broadcast music? Be my guest. Just don't to impress anyone, because this stretchy radio will mangle it into something so incomprehensible, they'll probably write you off as a pirate lid. And let's not forget about our friends at the F2C. If you're looking for a way to waste their time, this radio is perfect. Picture it. They're scrambling to triangulate your location, but your signal frequency is bouncing around so unpredictably that they're left scratching their heads. They won't find you, not because you've got some clandestine broadcast, but because the stretchy radio is just that unreliable. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack while the needle keeps disappearing into another dimension. Now, I'm not one to discourage innovation. I've spent my life championing the unusual, the groundbreaking, and the downright strange. But this stretchy radio, it's not groundbreaking. It's ground losing. Even if you ground it properly, I can't, in good conscience, endorse it unless your primary goal is to annoy your neighbors, confuse extraterrestrials, and give federal agencies a headache. If that's your thing, well, you hit the jackpot. You're ready for chaos. You've been listening to Art Bell Speaks Radio. And if there's one takeaway from today's broadcast, it's this. Not all technology deserves your trust or your hard-earned money. Some of it, like the stretchy radio, is best left as a cautionary tale for others. Good day, my friends, and may you be stable, even if your transmitter isn't.